Sup, dudes?
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
What the heck? Dude,
why?
Where did these come from, man?
What'd you do that for?
I didn't play
Stop
this.
Stop what you're doing.
The studio must be haunted.
No one wants your stupid spooks.
Dude, it's the last.
Keep them.
This is our Halloween episode, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Our next episode's November 1st, man. This is it.
No.
We gotta tell ghost stories. We gotta be spooky. Outside
my window. Boo.
Ghouls. Behind the tree. You think it's working?
We're not good at that.
No. We gotta tell, we gotta dress up.
Dress up?
Yeah, we gotta dress up in our costumes. Who are you dressed up as today? Yeah, that's from last week. You left that here? Yeah. I like this silence. We just get to hear the spooks. You going as Link?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna go as, I'm gonna go as Andy Milonakis. Okay, I'm going as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There you go.
Look at us, man. We're good. Our Halloween costumes.
We are pretty.
We got the spooks gargling water at the background.
God, where'd the sword go? Oh, it's right in front of me.
You gotta get the sword, man. Just for the record, Obi-Wan will win.
Yeah.
Against Link every time.
What?
Although,
yeah.
My sword's also quite a bit larger than yours.
Yes.
Dude, these spooks are just going crazy.
I don't understand the song.
We listen to this every year for this month.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised by how strange it is every
it's
time.
It's a very strange song.
Like, how did this get recorded?
Whoever let this happen.
It's their fault, right?
Yeah.
I blame whoever pressed record. I mean, this is back in, like, the 60s or whatever, man. The 30s? When was this? 1960. Like, this is back when they had to, like, buy tape. You know? Like, they couldn't just press record. Like, someone had to line this up. Like, do you think they did multiple takes for the gargling noises? Or do you think they just did this all off the top of their head, man?
This was all straight one take.
Do you think? It had to be, right?
Yeah.
I would love one time. All right, it's over. Let's enjoy it. It's the last time we'll hear it.
Trick or treat.
Okay, well, goodbye, spooks.
Yeah, somebody was like, just do whatever
we'll
you
year.
Feel is spooky. And that's what came about.
And they all just made weird throat noises and...
Yep.
Hooted and... I mean, honestly, if you opened up the door to someone's house and that noise was the noise the person made,
mm-hmm.
It'd be pretty messed up, dude.
It'd be pretty spooky.
I would promptly leave. That'd probably be the scariest thing.
I think the music undertones the creepiness. Like, if it wasn't for... Like, if it was without the music?
Yeah, if we had an a cappella version of that, yeah.
It'd be real weird.
That we could send to Guantanamo or something, man. To really get vape again, just vape right in the mic.
It's sounding different.
The vape or the mic?
The vape.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Give us a big pour. I don't know. It doesn't sound as crackly.
Yeah, you should be hearing crackles.
Yeah, I don't hear as much crackles,
man. And when there's not that many crackles, it worries me.
Do you think it's breaking, or...?
No, because, like, what happens is right in the middle column, there's
uh-huh.
a big old piece of cotton.
Okay.
That gets soaked with the juice.
Okay.
And then it heats up and then performs the vapor from the
juice. Okay. All right.
When there's not enough juice in the cotton, I don't think it makes that much crackly noises, and then also tastes like burnt cotton. So
what, you gotta juice it some more? Like, I see juice in it.
Yeah, I know. The last time this happened, I just opened it and then closed it again, and then it worked.
Do you have a special tool for that or
no,
something?
No, I mean, I did it right? earlier, though, as well, and it didn't.
So you're opening and closing technique.
It didn't get it done
this time.
Correct.
Who could imagine it just opening and closing something?
Turn it on and off, man. What movie was that?
I don't know. Every movie?
What movie was that? Turn it on and off. Oh, shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fuck.
I don't know, man.
It was Venom.
Okay.
It was Venom.
Why would I haven't seen that.
It was Venom.
It was Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think.
Okay. You saw it 2 days ago, man.
Oh, shit. Babe, you're in chat. Tell me, was that Venom? Where he was, like, telling her, like, how to fix her phone? She turned it on and off again? And then she did it at the end of the movie? Brett's asleep.
How do you not know?
I forget.
This was 2 days ago you saw this movie.
I know, I don't remember it.
Also, how do you know the details of what happened in the movie but don't remember if it's Tom Hardy? He's pretty distinctive.
Watched a lot of shit recently, man. I can't even tell you what all I watched. I watched too much.
Okay, would you try it? What'd you do?
I watched a lot of depressing war movies.
Why, dude?
I don't know.
Are you the one who watched Hostiles?
Mm-mm.
I saw that was the recently played.
No.
No?
No.
I still haven't watched that. Britt says she doesn't remember.
Okay, then that's not it, then.
Well, that doesn't matter. Maybe she has a bad memory like you. War movies. PogChamp.
Shit.
Dude, it's
you
okay,
gotta fill some time, because I gotta, like,
we don't have to think of it, do we?
I do.
Okay, hey, Bunny, how are you doing?
My brain's gonna explode.
I mean, it's not even that good of a joke. Turn it off, turn it back on again, like...
Swear to God, it's Venom.
Okay, I believe you.
There's
man.
No other reason why they would where it would come from anywhere
else. Well, I mean, if you've seen so many war movies lately that you can't even remember what movies it is, but you somehow remember this scene, I feel like it's probably from a movie you saw recently.
It's gonna be Venom.
Yeah, it's gotta be. I'm just gonna say it is. It's Venom. I watched it last night, and that scene was in it. I remember.
Oh, okay, cool.
So man. I remember for sure it's Venom, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no problem. You're gonna Google it, aren't you? You don't trust my word?
No.
That's very rude.
I don't exactly know what to Google, though.
Turn it off, turn it back on again. Movie quote. I don't know. Venom isn't a war movie, is it? No. Unless you count like a man who's at war with himself.
I mean, and another person.
It's not a war movie. It's not a movie.
It is a personal war movie, yeah.
Is it from Brooklyn?
No.
I don't know what that is. Is that a movie?
That is Brooklyn Nine-Nine, friend.
Oh, okay.
Friend.
Maybe war.
Friend.
Is a venom to us all. Dude, that's deep, dude. You're right, though. I'm just trying to fill time, chat.
I feel like it was a really...
Why Colby Googles this thing that
dumb.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it's clearly dumb.
It's dumb.
Yes, I've arrived at that conclusion myself. You're not going to find it, are you?
No way.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand, again, how you can remember the scene... in your head of the woman with the phone, turning it off, turn it back on, but you don't remember what movie it is.
That's gonna fucking kill me.
I'm sorry, man. Maybe it'll come to you later, and then we'll tweet it so everyone knows, because I'm sure everyone's just as bothered as you are.
Anywho, I've watched, like, this Thanks for Your Service or something like
What's that?
It's a war movie with Amy Schumer in it.
Thank You for Your Service?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Miles Teller.
I've never heard of that.
Three dudes coming back from war and having to
How is it old
lives.
Or?
Yeah, I mean, like, not this year.
Okay. All right.
Probably like two or three.
Okay, what else?
Hacksaw Ridge, rewatch that.
Okay, that movie's brutal. Okay, what else?
12 Strong.
That's the one with the horses, right?
Yep.
It's the horse movie. How was that one?
That was good.
Okay.
Nobody died in it.
Well, just spoiled it.
Nobody died.
Spoiled it.
Last year?
Yeah, that's when that movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
Try to keep
okay.
up, man.
Sorry.
It's okay.
My bad. My bad. Jeez Louise.
What else?
I'm just trying to focus. That's about it.
That's so three?
Yeah.
One of them you'd already seen?
And then Civil War.
That doesn't count.
That counts.
Instead of, I'm guessing
war
that's
movie.
Captain America.
Yeah.
Civil War. I mean, it's got war in the title.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it counts.
What about Infinity War?
I didn't watch that one.
I've seen Infinity War. I literally was watching it 20 minutes before the show.
Oh, really?
That... Dude, I like the first hour of that movie I could rewatch on an infinite loop. Like where they arrive in New York at the Doctor Strange banter to where Spider-Man gets on the ship and they suck the Ebony Maw out the window. I could watch that on an infinite loop.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good. Was Dunkirk actually good? No. I mean, it's divided. I think Colby and I, we did not like Dunkirk.
It was better on the second rewatch, but it's still bad.
It's not good. But we're in the minority of that opinion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think it's good. I do not think it was good. I thought it was boring, and I hated the characters.
It was really boring.
I still hate the characters.
Yeah, you didn't care about one of them.
No, well, and also I found it hard to relate to them because the whole idea was they were trying to desert.
Yeah.
Okay? No, don't like it.
They have vaginas.
And also don't like, I don't like Harry Styles or whatever his name is. Just in general. Because of his hair.
There it was. I heard some popping that time.
Oh, I'm glad you fixed
We're
it, man.
We're good, man. We're back to normal.
It. Back to normal.
I still can't remember what that fucking quote was.
It doesn't
though.
Matter what the quote is, okay? It doesn't matter. There's got to be... We don't need to focus on it. Think of something else, man.
No?
No?
Mm-mm. Nope.
We're gonna sit here.
I'm holding the show hostage
for the entire length of the show
until I figure this.
While you
shit
think
out.
Of every movie, should we pull up a list of movies? Maybe. Like just like movies came out in the last year. Just read through them. Maybe one of them will spark some spark something in you.
Because it wasn't Venom.
Oh my God.
It wasn't Venom. Because I remember how the chick did it at the end.
Okay. Where was she?
Who?
The chick in the movie. Like, was she in, like, a store? Or, like,
okay.
An office building?
No. Initially, she has her husband fix her phone.
Okay.
By her phone's doing something weird, so she has him try and fix it.
Okay.
And then he's like, did you turn it off and on again?
Okay.
She's like, no, but I like you doing it.
So she's like in the house, in her house?
Uh-huh,
like in a kitchen or something?
I think so.
Okay. Is her husband played by a known actor? Is she played by a known actor?
I have no idea.
You gotta give me something to work with.
I have
man.
No idea. Oh, the booze needs to stop, man. I have no memory at all.
Maybe if you got drunk, you'd remember.
Maybe.
You want me to go get you some vodka?
No, I'm good. I'm very much good.
He just gets drunk and it hits the switch, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's the name of the movie. Come on, man.
Like, I'm just, like, racking my head.
Yeah,
to think
Ice
of all the
Warrior?
Movies. No.
I don't know what that is. Why are you guys naming movies I've never heard of?
No, it's not Warrior.
Oh, he's going back to Google.
Warrior. Warrior's a movie with Tom Hardy and...
Don't hurt yourself, man. You can probably only think of a couple things at once.
The guy who is in Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, the guy who was in...
Egerton or...
Yeah.
Egerton.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Person.
He was also in Bright. He was the orc.
Oh, yeah. That freaked me out.
What? That was that guy?
That was him, yeah. That was him. Uh-huh,
you're
yeah.
literally just pulling up a list of movies now, aren't you?
Just the history of the... Yeah, where I watch them.
All right.
See if it can shed some light.
Okay.
On my fucking.
You know, I could have pulled that up here. It would have been easier, but.
Well, you didn't, did you?
Well, you don't communicate what you're doing. Like, how am I supposed to know?
Should have just known.
You should have just known what this quote's from. It's an insignificant, not that funny quote that you've hijacked 15 minutes of our program to find out. I'm going to play the spooks again.
That's fine. Damn it, it doesn't go back far enough.
You want to see if there's a bigger history? What are some of the best spooky movies for optimum snuggling time? I don't know. I don't watch spooky movies. I'm the wrong person to ask. Colby?
Spooky movies? I'd suggest something not terribly scary, or else you're just going to be horrified right
now. Well, I think what we're saying is, like, it's so scary, you know, you gotta huddle together for safety.
Oh.
I think that's the idea.
Strangers.
The Strangers?
Any of the Strangers movies. The
okay.
two that exist.
Okay.
Those are gonna fuck you.
Yeah, history doesn't go back far enough, man. I don't think there's a way to see more history. I'm sorry.
I mean, it could be The Spy Who Dumped Me or whatever.
Okay.
We recently watched that one.
I don't think it's anything recent because I believe Brit would know.
I think that was it. I think it was The Spy Who Did the Thingy.
The Spy Who Dumped Me?
That one.
Okay.
Pretty sure that was it.
You're still looking, though, so you're not that sure.
I'm not. What is it? The Spy Who Dumped Me?
Yes, it's The Spy Who Dumped Me. You want to go to IMDb quotes? IMDb. The Spy Who Dumped Me. What quote are we seeking? Honestly, I couldn't tell you. What are you looking for? Did you try turning it back on and off again?
Yeah, that
that's
one.
That's the quote. Good luck. Mm-hmm. All right. This doesn't matter. But now all we're doing is we're sleuthing to try to find this out. Where is quotes?
I have no idea.
Quotes. Here we go, man.
No idea.
Here's the quotes page. Okay, let's just search for the word off. Nope, sorry, man. Doesn't exist. You sure that's the quote?
I think that's it.
Do you just wanna?
No,
instead of
that's not right.
It's not this movie.
It's not that movie.
It's not okay.
God damn it! Ah! Not gonna know. Move on.
We can't.
Yeah.
I see it in your eyes.
No,
you're still thinking about
it because it's broken me.
I see that you're still thinking
it's
about
broken
it.
Broken me though. I can't. I won't know. There won't. Just it won't. I'm broken. So how was your night, man?
It was good, man.
Yeah.
How was your night?
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still thinking about it, aren't you?
No, I'm good. I'm trying to think of last night.
What?
I'm trying to think of last night.
What do you mean, trying to think of it?
This is what happened.
We watched a lot of clips of this show to work on the intro. We played Uno. I remember Britt got mad because our rules are great and she hates them.
Watch the game.
Oh, yeah, we watched the Red Sox game.
Yeah, man.
It was the worst 45 minutes of my life watching that boring.
Shut up.
Dude,
it
that,
was fine.
Baseball's so bad.
No, it's good.
Baseball is so bad.
It's better than I thought it was back before I didn't watch it. That makes sense.
I mean, it helps that you know things about it.
Yes.
That helps you enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Like, people tell me that about soccer, another sport that I just blanket hate.
Nah.
That, like, if I knew more about it, I would be into it because it's so technical and...
It's not, though.
Well, that's what people say, man.
Like, I could see baseball can be technical, or you could fuck the technicality up real bad.
Okay.
It's what, like, wild pitches are. But
yeah, baseball soccer, is terrible acid. Also, how are you doing today?
It's like, yeah, I can move my foot slightly this way, and then I could curve it more. I could move it slightly this way and make it go straight.
Dude, I don't know. All I see are people, like, on the ground holding their knees because some guy did this to them. Mm-hmm. That's all I know about soccer.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I don't watch it. Football.
Football?
Yeah. No, pass.
I can't do that.
We're doing good. Colby, it looks like he's about to die, though, but...
Got a lot of tum-tum issues.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Soccer's great, especially World Cup. I'm gonna take a guess and assume that... how do I say it? Cider app?
Cider app for now.
Sid rape?
Side rape?
I'm just going to call him... Gonna call him four now. Sid. Okay, easy. Sid.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess you're not from America.
Yeah.
Okay. I could be wrong. There are people in America that like football. Mm-hmm. Alright? Not very many of them.
There's not.
There's not a lot of them.
It's probably not.
I'm just gonna imagine. But, yeah, I can't get into soccer. Yeah, see? That's what it is. Yeah. You could tell. Like, literally, I could just ask people in chat, like, instead of being like, are you from America? I'd just be like, what's your opinion on football? And they would, and then if they said I like it, then I'd know they're foreign to me here in America. Because it's literally, we're the only country on the planet that doesn't care.
That's true.
I don't think Canada cares either.
No, they don't have
But Canada has
it.
Hockey.
It's covered in snow.
And they're the only country that cares about hockey. It's like Canada and Russia. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think like the Baltic and Nordic states also cared. Like the ones that are up
hockey?
North about hockey. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the US
All the
cares.
Places that are just blanketed with snow, they like hockey.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But hockey...
can't play anything else.
Honestly, I don't know much about hockey, and I don't know much about soccer either. But is hockey's just... It's kind of just soccer on ice.
Except with a stick, and you can hit other people.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's the same type of concept, though.
It's a smaller goal.
Yeah, well, but it's a smaller ball, though. You know, smaller
You're
goal, smaller ball.
Also skating on ice.
Well, yeah, you can't run on ice. Yeah. That's skates are part of the
it's
thing
a
that's ice.
Different.
It's not. You're still pushing a ball around the thing, passing from one person to another,
it's
trying to get
ball.
It into a goal.
It's a puck.
You're not understanding
One's
that I'm
bouncy.
Making an analogy.
One is made out of rubber.
You're not understanding that I'm making
no,
an analogy.
I get what you're saying,
okay.
Yes. Somewhat concepts-wise,
they're very similar.
I mean, so is basketball.
No, because basketball is only five people.
And?
On a team.
I feel like there's a lot more fucking... There's only five people on a hockey team.
Is there really?
I think six,
I think
including the goalie.
At least 100 on,
I don't
that,
know.
On that ice at all times. So many people.
No.
There's too many people.
Soccer has like 15.
Yeah, that's how hockey is to me. Terrible analogy. It's so wrong. Hockey is the greatest. Soccer blows. Dude, I really like Britt. She has terrible taste in sports. She likes all these bad sports.
Hockey, baseball,
yeah.
Football.
Football's okay, you know, but liking football is not that outrageous. Not now we're talking about American football, just to be clear, not soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, we don't have another word for it.
Or we call it soccer.
It's
That's
football.
Why I say football.
It's football. Football.
Football. You know, got to give it a little bit of flair to it. I live in the north and I don't like sports, period. It's true. Are those people. I mean, Acid's from, like, up, I mean, I know where she lives. She's up north. Like, I think she would like hockey. She doesn't. I respect her for that. Yeah, it seems fun to see people get brain damaged by smashing into each other for an hour. Yeah, welcome. That's American football, dude. We're American. All right? We want people to
get
brutalized.
That's hockey, too, man.
Dude, hockey, you have to have brain damage to like and play it, so that makes sense.
No.
I hate hockey, dude. Are you going to get into hockey now, too?
I'm already into hockey somewhat.
You changed, man.
Yes, I know.
Your woman changed you.
I know sports now.
No, it's not about sports. It's bad sports. Why can't you get into college basketball? Something I like, huh?
I know that, and it's all right.
It's not all right. It's one of the greatest sports ever. You heard of March Madness? What are they called the hockey during the playoffs? Who's watching this?
Playoff hockey.
Wow, big name, dude. Big name. We got the Super Bowl, man, for a sport people care about. Colby's back to looking at movies. I want you guys to know this. He said that he was going to let it go. He said we could move on, and now he's back to looking at movies. He's actually just looking at a list of movies.
I'm not going to know what it is.
For the record, chat, for those of you who are arriving slightly late, Colby, about 2 minutes into the show, said, "Did you try turning it off and turning it back on again?" And then he goes, "What movie is that from?" And then he stared at me like I'm going to know. And then he has been thinking about that ridiculous quote that has, like, anything that could be from anything, because it's not really a quote. What is it, Acid Cat? Do you know? Do you know what it is? Is it from the It Crowd? Colby's never seen that.
That's what Google said. That's not.
That's
it.
Because that show is entirely about IT.
Yeah.
And turn it off, turn it back on is like a very common thing.
That's not. Yeah, right.
Colby is thinking about a specific scene where a woman is in the kitchen of her home talking to her husband, and she goes, "My phone's broke."
Okay, right.
And the husband goes,
"Did
you try turning it off, turn it back on again?"
Yeah, that's at the beginning of the movie. And then at the end of the movie, the husband's in, like, peril or something. He's about to die.
Okay.
But then she has to turn off something and turn it back on again to save his life. And she's like, "All you had to do was turn it off, turn it back on again." Thinking she's all hot shit.
You don't remember what that
is? I can't remember for the life of me.
You don't remember what the actor is?
No.
The actress?
No. No.
Why is he in peril?
Why would she need to turn something off?
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, it's fucking Venom.
It's not. Which he saw 2 days ago, for the record. He can't remember.
Oh, it's not Venom, though.
I'm just waiting.
She's not gonna know.
Yeah, but are we going to do this thing again where, like, we talk for 5 minutes and then you're going to be in your phone looking at Google again?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Until right. I fucking find it.
It's a bit early for dementia. It started a while ago for Colby, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're still thinking about it. Is it game night?
No.
Okay. I was just trying to think of movies with husbands and wives.
Right? Nope.
Chat, just name movies. Just any movie. Any movies. Plays a Jeopardy theme song. He needs it. He needs the help.
I'm not going to figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, we need something to distract me.
Well, we tried that. We were talking about sports, and then you went back.
That's only going to last for so long. Let's talk about something real.
Okay, like what?
I don't know. Star Wars.
Okay, what about Star Wars, man?
Did you see that the Boba Fett movie is officially dead?
Well, I figured it was dead since they're making a TV show. Like, why would that be? I don't know why that's
I got
news.
A news story about that the other day. It popped up.
It's because people are just starving for any news about Star Wars.
I guess.
Okay. Are they still making that third trilogy movie?
Yeah. Well, nine?
Why haven't I seen anything about it?
You got Pinella sent me some. Yeah, like earlier this week, it said 420 days until the next one, to episode 9.
So we're still pretty far away.
Yeah, it's next year.
Didn't they kill all the Star Wars stories movies? Well, they said they're going to slow down, but they haven't announced anything. So I don't know if they've been killed as much as they were never alive to begin with, maybe? Is the way to say it? I don't know.
Solo was a test run. And then, I mean, they got their world rocked with the response to The Last Jedi.
You think that they were surprised?
Yes.
By the hate?
Yes.
I don't know. Instead of three Star Wars movies a year, we get one a year. Are you sad about that, Sid? Like, you want more?
You remember talking about that? How they were going to slow down Marvel and ramp up Star Wars? We had an article about that on our show.
Wow, that seems so backwards.
Before, I think, The Last Jedi came out.
That seems so backwards to think
about. And yeah, The Last Jedi just fucked everything right into oblivion, and now they're like, okay, back on the Marvel train.
Every once in a while, I want to click and watch The Last Jedi. It's on Netflix. Like, it's just right there.
Dude, yeah, it's shit.
I can't bring myself to watch it. I just don't care about Star Wars enough, man.
It's just shit.
I just don't care enough. You're slowing down Marvel suicide. I know, that's why I'm shocked. It,
and,
I'll still love it.
You'll enjoy the first, like, 30
minutes.
I'll enjoy
the whole thing.
And then you'll get to the Cantabite scene, then you're going to be like, oh,
I like that scene. I like when they're riding on the animals.
That's really stupid.
I like the animals.
That's really stupid.
I like the cool casino part. I think it's fun looking. I think it looks good.
You know, you're
guys
just
psychic.
Like straight.
Facebook is listening,
straight
loyal.
Straight Transformers mindset right there. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, that's what all Star Wars movies
looks
are.
Looks good, though.
That's what all of the Star Wars movies
Made
are to me.
It used to be. It looks good, though.
Yeah, that's what Star Wars movies have always been.
No!
You tell me Attack of the Clones isn't there specifically for that 45-minute long battle scene.
It totally is.
That's the
that's
only reason that movie exists.
The second worst one. Actually, that might be the worst one.
How dare you? Attack of the Clones is one of my favorite because of that exact
God,
scene.
God, you're so dumb.
I love that, dude.
God, you're so dumb.
The new Transformers trailer is actually good. Are you talking about the Bumblebee one?
Oh, God, yeah.
Did we watch that on the show, Bumblebee? No. I don't think we did. Because I've never seen... I don't really watch the Transformers.
It looks like crap.
See, Acid said, I liked it. Husband hated it. They argue about it. Are you a Star Wars fan, Acid? Because, see, I think the thing is like, at least from the outside looking in, I'm not really that big of a Star Wars fan. Like, I like Star Wars, but I'm not really a fan of it, like a nerd of it, you know? But, like, I liked The Last Jedi because it... But I think I liked it because I'm not a giant Star Wars fan, and it kind of rocked the formula a bit. So kind of look at like the people who hated it must be actual Star Wars fans. The people who liked it probably just enjoy movies.
I don't know.
You know, for the popcorn.
I think.
Which is how I treated that movie.
Set up so many questions.
Well, he's coming back for the third one, man. What if the third one comes back? What if the third one comes out and it justifies the second one so much?
That's what I've heard. That's people's theories is because fucking people didn't like Empire when it came out until Return, and then they were like, oh my god, wait, whoa.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
So you're going to go back, Last Jedi will be the best Star Wars movie
maybe,
ever made,
man. Maybe, you never know. You'd know, and it's not. It's shit.
I like it, man.
I know you do.
I still like it.
And that just is terrible.
Kylo Ren with his pants.
You like that? Britt likes Jurassic World. Like, I'm just surrounded by people who don't know movies.
Well, Britt likes baseball too. You should know better. But like, I mean, Jurassic World is what The Last Jedi would be to me. It's just there for spectacle. That's the only reason I'm watching.
Yeah, but it was really bad spectacle. You
well,
have these
I did.
Big names
can't handle that.
And then you do the shittiest stuff with them.
Well, that I don't know. I never saw him, so. The new Jurassic Park was awful.
Well, regardless. I mean, Star Wars.
Yeah?
You have Star Wars.
Yeah.
And you decide to have a fucking space-long battle that you can't escape from. You can come back, go, leave, anything you want. They don't notice small ships until, oh, nope, they do notice small ships.
There's this great
like,
episode of
fuck
Futurama.
You.
Where, like, did you ever watch Futurama, man? Did you ever watch that?
Yeah,
Futurama?
Episodes, yeah.
Okay, so there's an episode where they're a delivery business. That's the whole premise. And they're delivering something that's like harmful to animals, and so people are protesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get out in space, and the hippies form a circle around the ship, like a, you know, like a human chain circle around the ship.
And then, just go
and then it just goes straight up and flies away. Because it's space.
Yeah. Fucking First Order could have just light sped in front of the fucking goddamn rebels.
Right.
End of shit.
Yeah.
It's
what I mean,
this.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like it.
But
it's
all
because,
of Star Wars
yes,
doesn't make sense
be
to be in that way.
Spectacle, but just be somewhat logical.
But we've had this exact conversation 100 times on the show before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you start picking apart things that don't make sense, then the entire series falls apart.
Because
there's lots of things in it that don't make sense.
A lot of things make sense, man.
Nothing makes sense.
A lot of things make sense, yeah.
No. Well, a lot of things make sense. A lot of things don't make sense.
A lot of things make sense.
Like, the entire purpose that lightsabers exist and the Jedi could be defeated is stupid. It's stupid.
Hmm.
Like, the fact that the Jedis were ever wiped out, stupid. You basically have an army of Spider-Man and Doctor Strange combined with swords that can't be defeated by any other thing except for themselves. And they're shot down by a bunch of dudes in white.
Okay? Yeah, because there's a lot more dudes in white.
There's a lot of dudes. That's the problem.
Yes.
So when they
they're
do,
still human.
When they do like the tactical
persons.
They do the tactical report. It's like
they don't have auto aim.
Why they lost? There were so many dudes.
Yeah, they were overwhelmed.
I saw the movie, dude. A lot of them just got.
Yeah, they
just
sucked.
Like, oh, what's happening?
A lot of the ones at the Jedi Temple are trainees. They don't know what they're doing yet.
I'm being shot. Oh, I'm dead now.
And then you surprise the other ones that actually knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah, I saw the surprise. The Kit Fist dude turns around and goes, am I about to be shot? Oh, yeah, turns out I was about to be shot. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid, man.
It makes so much sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
They don't have the fucking future sight, bro.
Why, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Jedi's literally see the future.
No, they don't.
They have prophecies. The whole entire premise of the show is that he will bring balance
the
to the Force. There's a prophecy.
We have a prophecy that Jesus will come back from the dead. Can we see in the future? No. You dingus.
Someone saw the future.
Some dude tripping on acid thinking that, oh, there's going to be one guy that will do everything for us.
So you're saying that the prophecy...
I'm saying Jesus is fake, Anakin was fake, get on me.
What is happening right now? What is happening?
We
how did we go down to blasphemy?
I went down the rail.
How did that happen?
Real fast. Man.
Why did Anakin try to fight Obi-Wan when he had the high ground? He just wouldn't listen, man. Obi-Wan told him not to try it.
Obi-Wan won without the high ground.
He takes for the follow. He's like, hey, don't try it. And Anakin's like, I'm going to try it. And he got his leg sliced off.
That's a dumbass fault.
Yeah. Stupid, man. Let's watch this. Can I watch Execute Order 66 clip? Scene. Here we go. Let's watch this.
Execute Order 66.
Let's just watch these Jedi die, okay?
Commander, contact your troops.
Okay. So we got... We got Obi-Wan right here who just ran in on the Whitney Houston lizard. Ed, who, by the way, he just instinctually landed on and knows how to drive immediately. Okay?
He can mind control the fucking lizard.
He can mind control it. Yeah. Okay, all right. But the clones, they're all too smart.
Well, they're humans. They have brains that
we've
are complex.
We've never seen humans be mind tricked before in the movies.
Very simple minds.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Mind tricked.
All these
fucking control.
Have a PhD, huh?
I mean, yeah, that's a good point.
I just hit next. I'm the worst. I'm so fat. Here we go. Yeah, here we go.
These effects don't really hold up that well.
To the higher levels.
Very good, sir. Oh, by the way. I think you'll be needing this.
Thanks, Cody. Thank you.
Let's get a move on. We've got a battle to win here.
Oh, yes, sir.
Dude, that's just terrible acting. This movie does not hold up, does it?
No.
Okay, here comes... Okay. Everyone just...
Commander Cody.
Everyone knows that this guy right here is the Emperor all of a sudden. Like...
It's hardwired. He's the one who made him.
So it's just hard... So they just put the picture of a man in a robe shows up one day who's hideously deformed... But by the way, Jedis can't see the future. They have no way of knowing that he'd be hideously deformed, just for the record. So if a man who looks nothing like the commander shows up and then says X-66...
Very select ones can see the future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's...
It's a
there's only two
skill
Sith.
To harness.
So he's half of
he's
the Sith.
He's one. Yoda is semi the other.
Okay, all right. There's no one
That's
else?
That's it.
Okay, all right.
They can sense bad things. I have a bad feeling about this. The time has come.
Like, this guy looks nothing like the old guy. And Cody's just, like, standing there. Just listening to him.
That's a good point.
He's gonna kill every commander in charge. Because this rando shows up.
Maybe he's got a very specific phone number that rang.
Like, oh, this is the bat phone. I better answer this one. Yeah, okay. Alright.
Like, the beep, boop, boop that he heard. 66. He's like, oh, that's the chancellor.
Yes, my lord.
Okay, now Obi-Wan.
Also, right there, I think the clones switch from calling anybody like commander
to my lord. Yes, that's the trigger in a man.
It was.
Obi-Wan is just riding on a cliffside with his lightsaber out for no reason.
Yep.
That's not that's dangerous.
Yeah,
it's not responsible lizard driving.
You could kill the lizard.
Okay, so he just fell a million miles.
Yeah.
That's part of his powers. Okay, also rip the Whitney Houston lizard.
But the music, though, man.
It is great music. Can't argue with that. Okay, let's watch some people get roasted here, okay? Okay, see, we got Jenga Head here. He's doing parkour and flips and everything else. Okay, look at him. He's on the front lines. There's literally a barricade of soldiers behind him. Look at all the people behind him. And he's like, nah, man, I'm so good.
That's the point of the Jedi's. Yeah, they lead through some shit.
And then watch him die. Watch him die.
He's not ready for his own troops to turn on him, man.
Watch this. See, he's like, come on, let's do this, dudes. And he has no sense or anything. He has no bad feelings about this. See, he's like, I'm about to be shot. And instead of getting defensive, I should probably just die. See, look at him. Look how much time he had. He tries to block like six. Oh, he got a gunshot. It's over. What
a
loser.
Too many bullets, man.
It's not.
You can only
block. He could make a shield. Why haven't they invented shields?
He can't make shields.
Why?
He cannot make shields.
Why don't they have shields?
Great question.
They should have shields.
They don't.
You know why
it's
they don't?
It's not part of their
You know
their
why
shit?
They don't yeah. have shields?
Why is
because
that?
They block everything with they their don't. Lasers. No. You're telling me that they went through all these battles and they don't need shields because they can block with their lasers. Okay? Against an entire droid army. Machines built to kill. But these eight people right here, they got the best of them.
Yeah, because they're not ready for it.
He turned around, and he had 8 seconds to get ready for
he
it.
He was shocked.
He has Jedi reflexes.
He was out in shock, man.
What about Jedi reflexes, man?
Those aren't a thing.
There's literally
a line. There's a line.
Oh, God. I almost click next every time. I guarantee you this scene was there just so they could do weird Avatar planets.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Okay, we got this Twi'lek right here. All right. See, look at oh, am I being shot? She didn't even try, dude. See, Yoda can feel the people dying across the galaxy, man.
Yeah, he's one of the ones that can feel it.
And the Twi'lek didn't even know she was about to die.
She can't feel that shit.
This is what all Jedi should be like. Look at him.
He's also 900 years old.
So?
The other ones are not that old.
Terrifying CGI Yoda. Okay, the people in the ship, that I understand. They can't do nothing. They're just going to get blasted because they had a ship, okay? This guy right here, he got robbed. All right, he might have been able to survive if he wouldn't have been flying around.
How about this one?
This lady also on a vehicle, not her fault, okay? She dead, all right? Nothing you can do. This is it, right? That was all that died? They showed 4 Jedis die?
Yeah,
is that
man.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, see, and Fox agrees. He's like, he was an excellent pilot. There's no reason for him to get shot down so easy. The point is, the whole idea of this is that
is
Star Wars...
The point is, they don't know that the shit's coming.
Well, the point is, they should!
They don't know.
Because they're Jedi!
They don't have the mind skills to know that, man. They have reflexes. They don't have forethought.
They don't have reflexes either. We
no,
just saw
don't.
Potato Head get shot. Barely try. One lightsaber. Oh, I've been shot once. I'm going to die now. When people getting limbs sliced off and they just limp home.
Yeah, man.
Darth Maul got
Most
his body
people...
chopped in half and he built his spider legs, man. None of it's consistent. None of it makes sense. Star Wars is awful. You're awful if you think it's highbrow. Just enjoy it for popcorn
it's
movies like I do. Okay?
Okay, it's not highbrow.
You think it's highbrow. You
no.
put too much faith in the story,
no.
bro.
It is a
JJ
good story.
Abrams built this world, man. And then Aaron Lambert, or whatever his name is, came in and just pooped all over
Aaron
it.
Aaron Lambert?
What's his name?
Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson, same name. Came in and pooped right on it, ruining the story. How dare he? Where? Casino? Where? I don't. No one cares, dude. No one cares. You watch it because it's fun. That's the only reason you go see a Star Wars
yes.
movie.
Yes, and this one was not fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
It wasn't.
A lot of fun. Jedi can see the future. I won't let these visions come true, Master Yoda. Force visions were an aspect of the Force, ability to see into the past and future. Some Sith, as Force users, were also capable of experiencing Force visions.
Also, that was from Anakin, who had more midichlorians than Yoda, so he can do more shit. He could see into the future. That's why he saw fucking What's-Her-Face dying. Yoda can barely see some hints of the future. That's why he said Anakin's future is cloudy when he was reading them when he was a tiny little child.
Yeah, and he said it's cloudy as it's different than usual.
No, as in he can't
mention,
see it.
Yeah, no, he's only mentioned clouded.
He can't
this
see
boy's
it.
Future is.
Yeah.
Which means that usually
means I
these
can't
boys
see
future.
It through these clouds, man. God.
Need a meteorologist for the future.
It's over 9,000.
Can we argue about Dragon Ball Z power levels? I don't know anything about them. But if you give me some quick facts, I will make a snap judgment as to which one is better if you need me to settle any arguments. I'm
he's
happy to
gonna
do that.
Pick Dragon Ball.
It was cloudy because he had great potential for evil or good. Yeah.
He couldn't see which one was going to go which way.
Yeah, but he could see other people's potential.
Yeah. And I said Yoda was one of them that can do that.
So he should have known.
Other ones can't do that.
How come he couldn't see that?
Because it was clouded!
You know, there's a scene in Ocean's
There's a scene 12. Saying that the dark side has clouded their vision, bro.
Have you seen Ocean's 12 before?
Sure.
There's this scene where Elliot Gould, the rich Jewish guy who bankrolls the first one.
Yeah.
He's in a psychic at the beginning of the movie when the guy they robbed is coming around to ask for his money back. Remember that? I don't remember his name. What's the guy who played him? I don't remember any of it. Anyway, the guy, Benedict from the first casino, he's going around and because the plot of 12 is that he has proof that he's going to be paid back with interest. So he walks in, the guy's getting his palm read. And he's like, talk to me about these things. And then he walks in. He's like, you owe me money. And he walks out. And the guy's to the psyche. He's like, you didn't see this coming? You know? That's what all of the Jedi should have been like to Yoda.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Agreed.
But they can't because they're dead now.
That's why he went into exile.
He didn't need to go into exile. He's the last one left.
He failed.
He could have got an apartment.
No.
Because it don't matter.
Sidious would have found him. And just like...
So Sidious couldn't find him because he was on a swamp planet?
Yeah.
The Force doesn't see... The clouds are a real problem for Jedi and Sith, apparently. It's too many clouds, dude.
Man, there's a lot of
clouds. We can't do things here. There's clouds.
Power to conceal. I'm just saying.
They should have built all their stuff... Like, Cloud City, that's the safest place on Earth.
Not actual fucking clouds.
That's actual clouds, man.
Yeah, not actual clouds.
And why couldn't he see Yoda on Dagobah, then, if not for the clouds?
It was... Oh, my God.
You know, it's because you don't know. It's because I just put another plot hole. What's in the vape, man? Hey, 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 hey! Back up. Ja, 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 ah!
You're done. You got hit once, you're done.
Yeah, that's how Jedis do it, man.
That's how they do it, friend.
Folks, they die easily. By the way, these are our Halloween costumes, so that's why we have those. I'm a Jedi and he's Link, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What's in the vape, man?
Weed.
It's not weed.
Actual crack cocaine.
It's heroin.
It's meth.
It's heroin.
Yeah, it's meth.
Did we cover them all?
Yeah, most of them.
Heroin, weed, meth,
bath
cocaine.
Salts.
Bath salts. Ooh, that's a big one. What else? That's all the drugs. That's all the ones we're naming. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need.
Yeah, Molly.
Yeah.
X. Dude.
Those are the same things, apparently.
No, but really, I mean, she asked what's in your vape. Like,
oh, like, it's vape juice. Like, what flavor?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what she wants to know, is what flavor it is, not that there's juice in it.
There's juice in it, though, man.
What else would be in it? V8?
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Speaking of V8s, I love V8.
Are you going to answer her?
I'm a sponsor of V8, actually.
What is in your vape? Is it an embarrassing flavor? Because now I'm wondering why you won't answer.
It's called Western.
Oh, okay, we've talked about it.
Yeah,
before.
Fucking, it's
You're live an hour early?
Flavor.
No. No, we always start an hour. We start 44 minutes ago every Sunday.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. You're 44 minutes late.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the bottom. It's on the bottom of the screen. Right there. 9 p.m. I mean, for you, it's 8, but like...
What movie is it where
they bang your time changed? Oh, poop. I hate that.
What's the movie where they bang their shields like this? The swords.
No, I'm not doing this again.
Come on, man.
We're not doing that.
How do you not know all these movies?
We're not doing this. What movie is this?
What movie is that? I'm going to go with 300.
I think that's right.
It might not be, but
I think it's Venom.
Yeah, I think it's Venom.
I think it's Venom.
Venom! Think it's Venom!
Acid Chat says it is.
What?
Nut.
Oh, yeah.
It's 300 where they beat their shields.
Bang their shields.
Yeah, man.
They like them shields, man. They bang.
What's 302 about? You ever seen it?
Yeah, it's like Greeks, about Greeks
okay.
fighting Persians now.
Okay, so it's after...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's after Leonidas fails.
Okay. All right.
And then...
I don't know why I asked, it's just I've always wondered.
Like, the patch-eyed Boromir, who was okay. also in the first one.
Nah, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. I saw the first one once, and I saw it in theater. So however long that was, that's how long it's been.
Rewatch it, man. Nah. Who is it? Who? That's Zack Snyder, man.
So?
Go with the
Zack
Snyder.
Snyder sucks.
Go with the Snyder. Man, Batman vs. Superman was the best thing ever.
No, it wasn't.
It was the best
terrible.
Thing ever.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was awful.
You never saw it, so you can't say.
Also, Joss Whedon made that movie, didn't he?
No, he made Justice League, which also sucked.
I forgot that movie existed.
Yeah,
that I sucked. Honestly forgot that was
both
a thing.
Both of them suck, honest to God. They're the worst. But.
All right, Sam, we'll see you around, man. Thanks for letting me know about the time change, actually. That's I have to update everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Although I don't really. I have to see... When we have, when our time changes, I have to adjust our times, and then when, like, Europe also has times, like, right now it says, like, it'll say 2 a.m. CET, mm-hmm. technically that's not correct, it's CEST right now, which is Central European Summertime, and then it'll end summertime at some point.
Well, you fucked up then, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you fucked up then.
It's like our time, twice a year. They go back and forward an hour.
Yeah, but there's
but
a
they
difference
do it
between AET and AEST.
No, because if I say... No, because that's Australian time.
Regardless. You know what I mean. Central Daylight Time, CDT.
Yes, but if you just say CT, everyone knows it's Central Time. If I say ET, it's Eastern Time. You don't need EDT or EST.
Well, you gotta be specific.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm purposely not being specific... Because it's easier to read the times that way.
Well, no, now you have to be specific because our time's the same and his
no,
different.
I have to go in and update it. Because we have to change the number, not the letters.
Yeah.
The numbers are different when they change times,
well, regardless,
not the
you
letters.
Need to change it and you failed. You fucked up.
I don't need to change it. Central European time hasn't changed yet.
When is it
Britain's
changed?
Time changed. They used to be on British Standard Time, but now they're back to General Mean Time.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's stupid. I hate times.
That's fucked.
Isn't that dumb?
Yeah, no, I don't understand what you just said. Not one
oh,
word.
So, you know how we change times, but then Arizona doesn't because they decided they don't participate in daylight savings time?
Mm.
You know that? It's like that in Europe, too. Like, they just decide to change times, but countries can do it individually or separate or different days.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, see, hi, Kay. Like, when does your... like, I have it on my calendar. Like, when the time changes... But I don't watch Britain because I do Central European time. Oh, it already changed. So maybe it did change.
He failed, man. Regardless, he failed.
Oh, yeah, look, it ended today. See, daylight saving times ends in holidays in Spain. It ended today.
When does ours end?
So I should have updated the time today, which means that tomorrow for, like, my stream, I'm going to have to update all the times because now they're an hour ahead of what they used to be.
Yes, because...
So it used to be 8,
yeah.
But now it's 7. Mm. So I need to... Now they're only 5 hours ahead of us instead of 6. It's but our time changes in like 3 weeks, and then we'll be back to being 6 apart.
Just wait.
There's like these 2 weeks here where we haven't changed our time yet, but Europe has. It is the dumbest thing ever.
Sounds ridiculous.
It is stupid.
I can't remember what that movie was.
November 4th? Is that what it is, Fox? If it's that close, I'm not changing it. Forget it. All right, times can be confusing for a while. Follow us on Twitter. There, problem solved. Turn on your Twitch notifications. Boom. You know when we live.
Boom. Boom. There you go. Boom.
Oh, it's so confusing, boom. The whole time change thing, man. I've been dreading this day ever since the time changed.
When's the time change? Oh, yeah.
November 4th?
Yep.
Yeah, ours is next. Hey, don't be late, okay?
I'll try. Is it late or is it early?
It's fall I'd backwards. Early. It's fall backwards and spring forward.
But
so
I'd be early.
Our 2 o'clock is going to be 1 o'clock. So, yeah, you have an extra hour.
Right.
To
yeah,
get
I'd
here.
Be early. Mm-hmm.
That would be a miracle.
An hour early?
Yeah.
Why would you want me here an hour
I
early?
I don't want you here
exactly.
an hour
exactly. So then it wouldn't be a miracle.
Well, actually, I would rather you be here an hour early than 15 minutes. Because 15 minutes isn't enough time for us to do anything. We just got to sit here and look at each other. An hour, we could go hang out a little bit, you know. So it'd be okay if you're here an hour early.
Hang out a little bit.
Yeah, man. You'd hang out.
I looked at the times for First Man, and the earliest today was 12, and that's 2 hours and 20 minutes long. So
of course it is.
Couldn't have gone.
Of course it is.
But
why can't they have 11 o'clock show?
I don't know, man.
We could go on
there
a weeknight.
There was. There was an 11:30, but it was standard theater.
Well, the whole reason you want to see it is IMAX, right? Well, when we got to go, man? It's going to leave IMAX soon.
Sometime this week.
Pick a day, dude.
You got to go sometime this week.
I can't go Tuesday. It's the only day I can't go. Or Thursday. You'll go through the schedule in your head right now? Because here's what's on your schedule. Gym?
Yeah.
Are you still watching Last Man Standing?
No.
Thank God our national nightmare's over. Oh, thank God. Okay, so it's just gym, and then what show are you watching now?
Brooklyn. We're back.
You're not done to that?
No, we're
that?
Back on it now.
Just rewatch
just
it.
Just restart.
Okay,
it.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there's your schedule. So which night are you not going to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Instead, we're going to go see First Man. Also, are women coming, or is it just us?
Britt's not going to go see it because she's scared of space.
Chris, what? She's scared of space?
Yeah.
I don't blame her, actually. Space is kind of terrifying, if you think about it.
It's not. It's fine.
Well, it's terrifying. If you think about it, it's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. If I was up there, it'd be terrifying.
Right.
But I'm not up there.
Right.
I'm watching somebody be up there.
Right. Well, you're not. Really. He's in a studio in Atlanta, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, just like all of them are. Hey, Birdlaw, thanks for the host, man. Welcome.
Birdman,
bird lawyer. Lawyer by day, bird by night.
You know what's funny is Charlie's uncle plays a lawyer, an actual lawyer, in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
How could you take that seriously?
I couldn't when I watched it.
Did they take it seriously?
Because
know that, like, Andy Samberg...
He was in it for, like, a hot second.
You know he knows, right?
Yeah, I know. And then Charlie's wife was also a coroner who liked to bang dead bodies.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had who's that? The McPoyles, the main McPoyle.
Yeah,
he's in the first season of Westworld.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard for me to not see him as the guy with the eye patch for the longest time. Like, and I know, like, he's
you
like,
will call her
exactly. Like, that's all. Every time he like got angry, I was like, oh, get him some milk, man, get him some milk. You know, he's getting. Chris doesn't understand any of the references because she doesn't watch It's Always Sunny. But
I meant stab them.
It's just so hard to watch anyone who's in another show. That's not It's Always Sunny. That's been in It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
I see them as that character.
Oh, yeah.
Because their casting is so
good.
You
ever watch AP Bio?
I started watching that. I've watched like 3 episodes, and I just stopped because I forgot it existed.
Yeah.
But it was good. I like Patton in it, dude. Patton Oswalt. I'll watch anything with Patton Oswalt in it, man. He's great.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally Dennis in a...
Yeah. Well, it's like the Mick, the one with Sweet D. That's just Sweet D in another situation.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they go and they try to play other people. They should all just understand. Like Rob McElhenney is the only guy who gets it. He's like, I'm Mac. So all I'm gonna be is Mac.
He went with Lost one time, man.
No, that was before It's Always Sunny. That was before.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like they tried to act before, but I think Dennis is trying to be a real actor. Like I think he sees Charlie Day and he's like, ooh, I could do that. I could be in a movie with Ice Cube, you know, but he can't.
No.
Because he's only good at Dennis.
Yeah.
So
Charlie has some.
Charlie's just hilarious.
Yeah.
Although I really am not a fan of their latest episodes with him, honestly.
Yeah.
Does anyone in chat watch It's Always Sunny? Like,
it was too weird.
Does anyone care or relate to this conversation in any way at all? Like,
no, probably not.
I don't know. I always feel like It's Always Sunny is like some indie show, but then I'm always shocked to hear like how many people actually watch it, you know?
No, I think it's pretty small.
I think it is too, but I also don't.
Anyone in the U.S. maybe would know it, but I don't think anywhere else.
I don't know. I think people have heard of it. I don't
FXX
know if there's a lot of people that watch it.
FXX is kind of hard to get, I feel like. So.
Yeah. See, Kay doesn't watch it. So she doesn't get the references. Like, we know Birdlaw watches it because his name is Birdlaw. Okay, it's a reference from that show.
Yeah.
I know Ren TV watches it. That's about it, really, that I know watch it.
Well, we shouldn't talk about it, man.
Yeah, but it's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it is great. If you haven't watched it, you should go watch it. It's a little weird, but get into it and you'll love it because
it gets there's a lot of badness like halfway through it. Like the episode, like seasons like
5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
They all kind of sucked. But then they got good again. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they didn't. I just need to go back and rewatch them. I don't know. See, Acid watches it. But Acid, you're in real life friends with Red TV, so that makes sense that you guys would watch it. That makes sense. Like, I feel like it's a show that, like, it's infectious. Like, there's pockets of people that watch it, but they're all friends, and then, you know, it's just... My mom doesn't watch it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Like...
I don't think most parents are gonna watch that show.
I'm a parent, and I watch it. What are you saying?
That you're old.
Okay, but it just means that means nothing. Mold. But I'll take it. Mold. It's fine. Whatever.
Still can't remember that movie.
God, no! I thought we were past this.
Nah.
You're thinking about it right now, aren't you?
No, I can't think of it. It's gonna hurt my brain.
Okay. To recap,
she had to turn something off to save his life.
To recap, what's going on? 3 minutes into the show, Colby said a line. He goes, turn it back on, turn it back off. And he goes, what movie is that from? And if you're thinking, why do we care? That line could be from any movie because it's so benign. You'd be correct.
It's a major plot point of the movie.
But Colby has been racking his brain for now the last 55 minutes trying to think of this stupid movie. We've tried and changed the subject a couple times. But then I'll just look at him over there, and like he is now. He's just in his own little world because he's trying to figure out what movie it is.
Think, man.
The movie is a lady is in her kitchen talking to her husband, and she goes, my phone's messed up. And the husband goes, did you try turning it on, turning it back off again? And then at the end of the movie, the husband is in peril, according to Colby, and she saves his life by turning off whatever the thing is that makes him be in peril. Colby can't remember. She turns it on and turns it back off again, and then it worked. And now Colby can't figure out what that movie is. He said it's not Venom. He said it's not The Spy Who Dumped Me. I think we've also ruled out Warrior and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Colby thought it was a movie, but then 5 seconds later he said it wasn't. Are you looking up a movie right now? Did you Google it, man?
I don't
know. Colby can't remember the actors. He can't remember the setting. All he remembers is this stupid line. It's all he knows. This is why, chat, I'm mad he brings it back up. Because what information do we have to work with, guys? Is it recent or old?
It's got to be recent.
It's got to be recent, but he's not sure.
It's got to be recent.
But he doesn't remember.
It's recent.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So why don't we just look up movies that have been released recently then?
Okay.
Okay. I tried to do this in the first 5 minutes. You said don't do it. Recently released films. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Let's go, man.
You want to start oldest or newest?
Probably, like, it's going to be a movie that's probably on DVD.
Okay. So, Halloween, Star is Born, Venom, First Man, Bad Times, El Royale, Apostle, Bohemian Rhapsody, 22nd July.
These are all too new.
Destroyer, Spy Who Dumped Me, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Avengers Infinity War, Goosebumps, A Simple Favor, Solo, A Star Wars Story, Fantastic Beasts, Beautiful Boy, The Nun, Night School, The Hate U Give, Mid-90s, Mandy, The Predator, Black Panther, Aquaman, Overlord, Searching, The Meg, Mamma Mia, Hold the Dark, Suspiria, Smallfoot, Hotel Transylvania, Johnny English, Deadpool, Hereditary, Jurassic World, Kindergarten Teacher, Sorry to Bother You, Sicario, Look Away.
It's Skyscraper.
It's
Skyscraper! Oh, thank you! Oh, man.
Does that mean the man is The Rock?
Yep.
You couldn't remember The Rock?
Nope, that was it. It was Skyscraper.
Okay.
That was it. I forgot to watch that stupid one. Yep.
I want to quit the show. Like,
it really makes me sick. I told you it was going to be a stupid movie. Yeah, I thought it was stupid.
You couldn't remember The Rock?
It was stupid. And no, I couldn't. Because it was not a very Rocky movie. He didn't have a leg, man.
Yeah, you think that'd make him more memorable?
No, it's not as The Rock.
Chad, I want to go home.
God damn. Well, we did it. We did it, man.
We did it.
Your strategy worked.
Yeah, when I said we should do it 5 minutes into the show. Yeah, here we are, an hour later, we did it. You figured it out, man.
I can't believe I forgot I watched that movie.
When did you watch that?
Like Tuesday or something.
You forget a lot of things, man.
Yeah, man. It's not great.
It's not. I feel like...
It's not good.
You got, like, early onset dementia or something, I think said earlier. That might be true.
Probably should get that checked out.
Yeah.
No, well.
Who knows? You know, I mean, my memory ain't great either, but, like, it's just...
Food.
What? What is happening?
Go, just, see Venom.
See Venom?
See Venom.
I'll watch it when it's out.
It was good.
I'll watch it when it's out.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Okay. I mean, I'm mad that it's good. I'm mad, because that means they're going to keep making more of them.
Yeah.
And then they're not going to be in Marvel.
Well, regardless if it was good or not, it was they were going to...
Well, no, because eventually there would be a breaking point like there was with Spider-Man. Like, they just, like, we can't make a good Spider-Man movie. Let's give them to Marvel. You know? Mm. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way those contracts work is as long as you're making the movies, you keep the contract.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why Fox remade that Fantastic Four movie. Because if they didn't make another Fantastic Four movie, they were going to lose the rights.
Sony.
No, that was Fox. Fox did Fantastic Four and X-Men.
So Sony,
Sony only has Spider-Man. Yeah. Hmm. And the universe.
Oh, God.
And comic licensing is very complicated. Because, like, some characters exist in multiple storylines. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy who runs fast. What's his name?
The Flash?
No. Marvel.
Quicksilver.
Yes, Quicksilver. Like, he's in the X-Men movies. Yes. And he was in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Do you know a lot of people, by the way, are thinking he's going to come back? Well, because there's been some leaked photos of him on set, but a lot of people are like, yeah, he's probably just friends with Elizabeth Olsen, because they've been in 100 movies together, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe he's just visiting. But the reigning theory for Avengers 4 is that Tony Stark is going to figure out a way to go back in time.
Yep.
And he's going to collect all of the Infinity Stones himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to give them to members of the Avengers. Like, Cap will have one, Black Widow will have one, Tony Stark will have one, so on and so forth. But in order to collect all of them, they're going to literally travel back through past films and past events and retrieve them. So Quicksilver could come back because they go back in time to a place where he's alive.
No.
Like, there's been set photos of, like, Avengers Tower in the first Avengers. Like, back when it's Stark Tower and the Battle of New York, there's been set photos of, like, them going through places in the older movies. Like,
no.
I think that's what's going to happen. And there's also been a lot of leaked merch where, like, that's where, like, the Gwyneth Paltrow being rescued thing came from. Like, a lot of leaked merch where they have Infinity Stones embedded in their armor or embedded in their weaponry.
No.
I think it's going to happen. How mind-blowing would that be?
No, it's not going to happen.
What do you mean? Why?
It's not.
Why?
Because.
Terrible reason.
I'm saying it's not.
It's a terrible reason.
I'm just calling it. That's not what's going to happen.
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you at least thought your theory through, man.
Yeah, man. I don't have a theory. I'm just saying that theory is not what's going to happen.
I can't. Why?
Because I'd like to shit on your dreams.
I don't know. Aren't these your dreams, too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be cool. Why you gotta bring up some spoiler shit, man?
Dude,
Just wanna wait. It's mostly about the hair.
What are we reading right now? What do we know about?
Tony's what?
I kinda wanna read this, but also I feel like it's the stupidest thing ever.
No, just fucking let's read it. What up?
Alright, man.
Tony's hair is blonde? What?
Avenger 4 will feature time travel, and here's all the evidence. It's mostly about hair. Sorry, Chad. Even before Avengers Infinity War came out, there was speculation that its sequel, Avengers 4, would feature time travel. And now that we know Thanos was successful in unleashing his Infinity Snap, wiping out half of the universe's population, it's looking even more likely Avengers 4 will evolve around time travel, and not just because it's unlikely the deaths of the likes of Spider-Man and Black Panther will be permanent. There have been plenty of clues since to support time travel, and we thought we'd round up every major one so far. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
One, Chris Hemsworth long hair. One of the easiest clues to some time travel shenanigans.
Earliest,
was in November 2017 when Chris Hemsworth was seen on set sporting his luscious long locks from Thor movies of old rather than the cropped version he got in Thor Ragnarok. Alongside Hemsworth was Tom Hiddleston's Loki wearing a muzzle and apparently holding the Tesseract, something we saw in the very first Avengers movie, so unless it was a flashback scene, then Avengers 4 will be going back in time. However, in early January, Infinity War co-director Joe Russo hinted that what we're seeing wasn't time travel, but instead potentially another use of Tony Stark's barf, the binarily augmented retro framing technology used in Civil War to project a memory.
Nope. That's a cover.
That's misdirection.
That's a cover.
Are the surviving Avengers just searching for clues in the past to defeat Thanos, or are they actually in the past? Look, maybe Tony just needed to change things up after half of his mates disintegrated, but his new blonde hairdo, there are clues that don't feature hair, don't worry, have been spotted in a scene with Captain America and Ant-Man. There's nothing we hear you say. That's nothing we hear you say, as they all survive the snap, even if Ant-Man is trapped in the quantum realm, but what is interesting is that Cap is wearing his old uniform from Avengers, so if Tony is just using his barf technology, Ant-Man wouldn't be there in full uniform, and Tony would look the same as he did in the Avengers. He definitely wasn't blonde in the Avengers.
Oh, no way.
Oh, and it looks like he's returning the time of Loki's imprisonment as well. So, see, there's, like, there's links. Should we see these links? No, there. Is this a photograph? Yeah, see, there's the set photo, man. Look at that. Look at that, man. Oh! Spoilers! Okay. Number 3, Gamora's outfit. Talking of uniform choices, a Reddit user uncovered a behind-the-scenes snap shared by Zoe Saldana on December of 2017 of her in her costume as Gamora, which fits with the filming of Avengers 4. What stands out is that Gamora's costume looks remarkably similar to the one she wore in the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. One theory about the time travel plot is that we'll see the Avengers go back in time and space and claim the Infinity Stones before Thanos does, so that would explain the retro uniforms if they're picking up the Power Stone. How is Red Dead? Please, no story leaks. Red Dead is incredible, Sam. It is probably game of the year so far, I would say. I don't know if it's better than Spider-Man yet, but it's amazing. Number 4, Time Vortex. Don't get sucked into a time vortex. We won't be able to save you. Janet Van Dyne warns. Scott Lang and Ant-Man and the Wasp post-credit scene is a seemingly throwaway but potentially very significant line. The fact that it comes in the scene that directly links to Infinity War shouldn't be overlooked, as you could accuse Marvel of just making its universe up on a whim. There are connections during every movie. It feels a pointed line, especially as we know that Scott is in the Quantum Realm when Avengers 4 starts. There is no elaboration on what the vortices are. We can assume that they have some effect on time, on the passage of time or a person's place in it, and that could equal time travel.
How Tony Stark gets there, though, I don't really know.
Well, what if Ant-Man is the savior of everything? What if he saves all the Avengers?
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, he doesn't know what's going on, so how could he? Like, he doesn't know the snap happened. He doesn't know Thanos is there. He doesn't know any of that. Interesting. Black Widow's hair. Number 5. During the recent reshoots of Avengers 4, another hair-based clue came from Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow, going back to the character's classic red locks. Again, like Tony, she could have just fancied a change. This is from a scene post-snap where some time has passed and she's just catching up with her own pal Steve Rogers, but there's also a chance it's a scene from something like Civil War. Dead characters are back. Number 6. This is what I was talking about. There are more than rumors. These are more rumor than cold hard evidence, but it's been suggested the likes of Frank Grillo's Crossbones and Maximilian Hernandez's Jasper Sitwell are both very dead in the MCU, are making a comeback for Avengers 4. Either that, if that proves to be the case, further suggests the sequel's heading back in time.
Who's the Sitwell one?
He's the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Hydra?
Yeah, Hydra. Well, he's the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent for Hydra, you know.
Mm.
And he was the guy in the boat, the guy rescued at the beginning of Civil War. He got ripped out of the car by the Winter Soldier and hit by a truck. One of the most brutal deaths in all the MCU, I'd say.
Yeah.
Is that it? That's the end. So they're going back in time, man.
They go back in time.
Huh? I mean, how cool would that be, though, if they go walking through the other movies?
Hmm.
Acid, are you into Marvel? I hope so.
Oh, do you hope so?
I hope so.
Oh,
I like people who are into Marvel, so. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Not Star Wars.
Not Star Wars, Marvel, yeah. But Marvel, huh?
Right, exactly. Let's both take a drink real quick.
Mm. Why Marvel?
I have 2 Guardians tattoos.
What are you drinking a Monster for?
Dude, I didn't have coffee today.
You got a Monster?
Yeah, what's wrong with a Monster?
I haven't seen you drink an energy drink in thousands of years.
Dude, I don't really drink them that often. That would be why. But today I needed some energy for this show.
And I didn't bring an energy drink.
You want some of mine?
Nah, I'm good.
Did you have an energy drink this morning, though?
No.
No caffeine? How are you awake?
I don't know. Beer helps.
Beer helps?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I don't know what that means.
Whiskey sucks. Beer helps.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I'm good off of beer. Can't do whiskey.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying things.
I know you're saying things. I don't know what the words mean.
I'm saying some things, man.
Okay, you're sleeping.
Yeah, no. Okay. I'm tired, but I'm here.
I know you're here.
My mind's not, because I couldn't think of that fucking stupid movie.
There has been a theft, and it's taken an hour from you. Yeah. Yeah. Right? All right, took an hour. If it's 8 and it became 7, then he got a 25-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we started early.
Fallback gives you an hour.
Well, right, but I'm sure they fall back, right?
What was the movie? It was Skyscraper.
Yeah, he didn't know it was The Rock missing a leg. That's what he didn't remember, that detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's 1 a.m., it becomes midnight. So, yeah, you get an extra hour because you get 1 a.m. twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 24, you get a 25-hour day. It's actually what it is.
Yeah, there was a theft, and they stole an hour from you back in spring.
Right, but they didn't really because they just got an extra hour.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do with our extra hour, man?
Sleep.
That's what you're going to do.
Sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Do you want to see Gwyneth Paltrow in her outfit, man? It's going to make you mad.
Just dance stream? No.
No. He just flat out said no.
No.
Here we go, man. It's going to make you mad.
In rescue armor?
There's a leaked photo of her, man. Right here.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting?
Yeah.
Disgusting, huh?
Yeah, she's disgusting.
Colby is mad that Gwyneth Paltrow is in the movie at all. What was your quote? That she showed up too late and she's just grabbing money now?
Yeah.
You're mad about it?
Money grabber.
But that, I mean, that looks like cool armor, though, do you? You're not excited about anything, right?
Yeah, it literally looks like the fucking Wasp armor. That's about it.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the point, is that a lot of the speculation is that they're going in the Quantum Realm. And so a lot of their armor is going to be Ant-Man based because it's Quantum Realm technology.
Oh my god, shoot me in the fucking face.
Why are you not excited about that? That's awesome.
That's a dumb way to redo it.
What do you mean?
It's dumb.
What's dumb?
I'm hitting the Marvel, like, fall.
Are you, you're done with Marvel now?
Yeah, I think so.
They just had the best movie they've ever made, and you're like, that's enough for me?
You can't come back from that. You could try. You'll fail. The dude murdered everyone you love.
No, he didn't.
Half of everyone you love.
Yes.
You can't
murder everyone.
You can't go anywhere. All right.
He did kill Doctor Strange, though.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. Doctor Strange, dude.
That's so weird.
Except for Thor. I also like Thor. I'm just so excited that they're really going with all of the people are super powerful. I'm really happy about that. That they're actually, like, letting people be the biggest powerhouses they possibly can't be. Like, Thor is now, like, mega Thor. You know, he's starting stars with his biceps. You know, that's... I like that.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I like that Doctor Strange made 100 copies of himself and roped Thanos. Like, that was super cool. I like Spider-Man show off his actual strength in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like that they're doing
all
that.
All the ones that we've seen have been, like, you know, origin kind of...
Well, like, I know. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I'm just so bad. I like all the Marvel movies, but like I'm getting tired of Cap just beating people by punching them real hard. You know, like I like that the superheroes are actually doing superhero stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Cap is great. I
like
Cap.
I do too.
But yeah, he can't really throw an axe wielding lightning at 100 people.
Right, like when Thor shows up and he smashes onto the ground. And he says, bring me Thanos, and then he, like, grabs his Stormbreaker, and he slams on the ground. You just see lightning shoot across the field, and it murders a million of those dudes.
Yeah.
Dude, I could just watch
Cap
that
cannot keep
loop.
Up with
no,
that.
No, one can, and that's what I love, man. But yeah, the rumor is that they're going to give Thor, or give Hulk the gauntlet.
No.
And he's going to unsnap.
No.
That's the rumor, man.
No.
Let's see. I don't watch anything DC, Sam. Like, I'm just not. I just ugh.
Team 10 movie?
I don't know what Team 10 is. I don't know what it is. Is that DC? Don't know. I'm only into movies when it comes to comic books that I don't
Team
watch.
Team 10.
Yeah. For other reasons, science. I mean, I'm probably with you for those same reasons, Acid.
Is
I mean,
Team 10 the thing? Oh yeah, no.
Like Paul not. Movie? Wait, like in theaters movie?
No.
Okay, well, it's not a movie then.
I think it's on, and then on YouTube,
that's
like The Thinning Part 2 or something
that's
like
just,
that.
That's just a long upload. That's all that is.
Yeah, that's, no.
Movies aren't movies unless they're in theater. I imply that to Netflix movies. They're not real movies unless they're in theaters.
Hmm.
I mean, do you disagree?
What about Netflix movies?
You weren't listening at all, too.
What about Netflix movies?
What were you
movies?
Thinking about this time? We already solved the skyscraper mystery.
I was reading
mystery.
The shit, man. Give me
How
a break.
How long does it take you to read three lines
I
of text?
I was confused as to what happened. What about Netflix movies, man? said it three times.
I know you said it. I know, man. I said I don't feel like Netflix movies are real movies.
They're not?
Yeah.
You don't think the Brad Pitt movie is a real movie?
I don't think it's in theaters a real movie.
You don't think Man Bodyguard is a real movie?
That was in theaters.
That one was made by Netflix, though.
No, but it was in theaters, so yeah, real movie.
So I'm sure it was the Brad Pitt one, just not every theater.
Oh, then it counts as a movie.
No.
50 Shades of Grey Part 2? Never saw Part 2. We saw Part 1 and we saw Part 3.
I never saw.
Turns out you didn't need to see Part 2 to understand the plot. What a surprise, I know. But they have a budget and a crew. I know. It doesn't make sense. I didn't say my thoughts were rational.
Yeah, your thoughts are terrible.
It's just, that's what I say, man.
They're jaded and full of false idols.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're false blasphemic. Idols?
Blasphemic.
Blasphemic.
Is that like bulimic, but with blasphemy?
It's blasphemic. You're spouting blasphemy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that means.
All right, man.
Blasphemic.
You got anything you want to talk about, dude?
Vaginas.
Okay, what about them?
They're wet.
That's so gross. I shouldn't have asked.
That was the best thing to say, man.
That was nasty. I don't want
to. So I'm trying to handle this monster, right? And he's coming at me with it. And I'm like, nah, dude, I'm cool, though.
I was going to see. I don't feel great today. I was going to suggest maybe we do a shorter show today. But now I really don't want to end on that note.
Why not?
What do you mean? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
We could go back and rewatch a couple duo videos.
Let's not do that. That'd somehow be worse.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
What do you want to rewatch?
I want to watch the fucking one with me, Bash, Pinella, Katrina, Melina. Melina.
Whatever her name
Whatever.
Is.
Cameron.
You want to watch this?
And then also the roommates one, man.
Dude, I watched Roommates the other day. Yeah. It was atrocious.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not good.
It was very bad. I don't know how this guy got slash duo, by the way. I swear I had slash duo at one point.
Not that one.
I didn't click it.
I don't give a shit about that one.
I didn't click that one.
Good.
Calm down.
Even though there's a lot of good special effects in that one.
There are some good special effects.
Some good.
How are they not in a playlist?
Where are they at, man?
Okay, so if I go to videos, right? Can I sort these by most viewed? Because definitely all the shows are going to go to the bottom, and then we'll get the video. Right?
Oh, look at that. Who's number one?
Yeah, dude.
It's Manowick.
No one ever said you wouldn't be.
Oh,
people keep asking me to bring
shit.
It back. Okay.
Who?
This is the one you want to watch?
Yeah, this one.
Okay.
If it ever loads.
Hey, everybody. Cameron here for Why Did We Watch That? The show that comes to you every Monday with the best, the worst.
There's this microphone,
flat out strange in film. But this week we're talking about...
You're going to have to leave.
Whoa, ladies. I'm in the middle of a show right now.
No, now the duo's official, it's our time to party. See ya.
There's no con. This video at all.
No.
No.
Just none.
And I got lost, and then we found the boys. Oh, God. Boys are so dumb. It's awful. And then there was Cameron. Yeah. Thank God we got rid
Sucks
of him.
Sucks to Girls suck, rule. Dude.
Hey.
What?
What's up?
Who are you?
Not important. Get
Look at
out.
Your hair, man.
No. Bye,
Peggy. It's short, bro.
All right.
It's short, bro. That's your response.
Yeah, man.
So, Bash, what were you saying? So this guy, he comes at me with this monster.
Right?
I'm not sure exactly what to do with
it. That's cold. This is 2014, I think.
Up to expectations, so I tell him no, I can't handle that.
I'm about to walk in, see if you can recognize me.
Well, this looks like fun. Colton, man, nice to see you.
What's up, man?
Hey, terrible cutter. Terrible.
Here, does this mean that everyone who's ever been on a duo show is going to come back? Like Matthew, Lucas, AJ, Whitney, Nick, Dylan, Sarah, Paul, Ryan, Brian, Kathleen, Brooke, Kendall, Monisa, Mariah, Ashley, Rachel, Josh, Kevin, David, Malachi, and, who's that other guy? Antonio!
No, he's still here. Yeah.
That's the best one, man!
After credits scene, man.
Back down.
That's actually how we, that's Colby literally being like professional. I'm in charge, Colby, and that's how he treats Pinella.
Back down.
It's like time for another take. Back down. So for context for that, well, that's the first video we made in our studio that we had. I don't know why I put that in quotes. It was an actual studio. It's the only time we've actually had like a legitimate studio. And so that was 2014, I think.
Yes.
February?
Yes.
And so the joke is, so the two girls that came in, that's Katrina and Malia, they did a show on Duo before we had the studio. And then they were both in college, they graduated, they moved away. And so, like, having them show up when Cameron White, Cameron was there doing his show, who was currently doing a show in the studio, was like, coming, like, Duo Studio now, it's legitimate, all the old hosts are going to come back. That's the whole point. So Katrina and Malia show up, which was kind of a big deal, but not really, because it had only been like 3-4 months that their show had been off the air. But then when Colby shows up, that's kind of special because Colby didn't live there and people are excited to see Colby. But then when Bash walked into the room, that was a huge deal because literally I hadn't seen him since probably 2009. Like, it had been 5 years or longer since I had seen that guy. And it had been even longer for the audience because your show stopped in like 07. Mm-hmm. So it was literally like 7-8 years for the Duo, the people who will keep watching Duo and stay on track with what Duo was about, for Bash to walk in. That's kind of why it was a delayed, dramatic, like, hey, it's me, it's Bash. And then I walk in and I list off every single person who had ever been on any of our shows, which are mostly comprised of people Colby went to high school with. I think most
there's
of those
a few
names,
in there,
most of those names are people you went to high school with.
There's
or people you knew in high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why that one. That's where that video came from. So, still one of my favorite videos, but we weren't really popular enough for people to understand why it was so significant. Yeah. So I have to explain it, and when you have to explain it,
that makes sense.
But
that,
like,
makes sense, man. I just like this part.
So, Bash, what were you saying?
So this guy, he comes at me with this monster. I'm not sure exactly what to do with it, so I don't know that I can live up to it.
We don't have any script or anything, and the guy just goes on about some dude coming at him with his dick. It's the funniest thing Bash has ever done. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is funny, dude.
With this monster.
And then you wanted to watch the roommates one, too?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
It's got some terrible...
Let's do it.
Terrible idiot. Look at this comment from Cameron. Look at this. It's weird to see all the blank walls.
Three years ago.
That's depressing. Because we used to have stuff on the walls. Because we used to have walls, and we didn't used to be in my son's bedroom. But
did you got stuff on the walls here, bro?
Yeah, room... Great. No? Okay. So this video...
I used to not know what to do with hair.
This video here should speak for itself. That was the hope. This was our Duo is launching video. People who had never heard of it.
The end of this is terrible.
It's because your acting is atrocious.
Yes, I can't act.
Yes, but...
I don't know why you have
to do
this.
I do think the concept is funny, even if your voiceover... You ruin it. Let's just be real.
Well, we had to turn the volume down so damn much because his fucking ass was yelling at all volume.
Yeah, but you ruined it, though.
Fuck you.
I mean, did you not?
I did.
Okay, all right.
But I'm so bad.
Dude, listen
Brandon's
to this soundtrack
so
in here, dude. Look at
this. Great.
It's pretty good.
It cuts out real quick, though.
Because he yells.
Oh, my God! They put vanilla in Coke! Chad!
I forgot I named you what? Chad.
They put vanilla in Coke?
Yeah, that's been out for like 5 years.
Why did I not know this?
Have you been to a grocery store?
But I didn't see this!
Yeah, Brandon is so good at this.
Yeah.
He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
What? What a twist! Jeff! Come here! Jeff!
What now?
Luke! Darth Vader's his father!
Wrote some polka music for this or something. Like, what is this soundtrack?
You did not know that.
That was so unexpected!
I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
But...
This is my favorite scene.
Justin Timberlake made it!
What?
Have you seen the new MySpace?
There's a new MySpace?
Yeah! Justin Timberlake made it!
Justin Timberlake's a joke.
What? Cupcakes?
No, back.
But they look so
shut up!
Why is it not raining? Why did the weatherman say it would be raining? Oh my God! Have you listened to this? Have you seen this? This is Duo!
What?
What is that?
It's online entertainment. It's so many hours of online radio and TV. It's so awesome. Look at it. Will, don't do it. Listen to it.
Later.
Okay.
Man, that guy is always talking about something.
It's so terrible.
What is he talking about now?
Well, we could have just recorded this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was my apartment in Manhattan, NASA. Kansas, man, Kansas.
Hundreds of hours of uncensored commercial free entertainment.
I did not put Seth and Brian on that thing, did I?
It's free, huh?
Where?
Like, that's that's mock-up, right?
Yeah.
We literally show... Chad Ram is your name?
Man,
Chad Ram?
Let's try this one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Kevin! Kevin, Dula's awesome. You're right. Dula's awesome.
All right, that was terrible. Uh-huh. We thought that was going to get us views.
I mean, people watched it. I think it was funny.
Was there another?
Oh, yeah, of course you've been crying.
Hubba, bubba. Oh, yeah, you cried.
Bubba! Chad! Double bubble! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
See, you're too mean to him. Like, I feel bad for him here. You know, he just quietly eats his gum and sadly throws it in the trash.
No, and then he crawls in the corner, man.
He sits by the trash. Oh, my God. That is hilarious, dude. That is hilarious. Yeah, that's terrible. 86 views on that. That's about 85 more than it needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a college town acid. People didn't care. All right, let's end. Can we end now, or do you want to make me keep watching old videos that no one understands?
Yeah, I mean, we can end, unless you want to play Chris's best acting outing.
No, I don't.
No, you're good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, this isn't the ending song, man. That's my bad.
Yeah, it's the last time you get to play it, so enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Oh, Sam asked me to link that. Here. Here's Sam. This is the Duo YouTube. There's lots of old stuff on there. Enjoy it, Sam. There's lots of garbage. My old show's on there, which is probably the best part of it. Not that my show is the best, but like I like that there's a place where my videos are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's nice.
Yeah, no, yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right. Well,
also, Men of Wit's on there. Just check that out.
You can watch Men of Wit if you like lose some brain cells.
Yeah, I mean, right. But also, that's what YouTube is, hence why the views.
Great point. You going to stream Red Dead? I streamed Red Dead. I won't stream it today. I'll stream tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I got a lot of work to do tonight, so. By the way, we're not going out tonight.
Okay, good.
Because I got a lot of work to do.
I don't really want to go out.
Okay, great.
I want to drink.
Great.
I've drank too much.
Okay. Yeah, clearly your head. Clearly your
number skyscraper.
Yeah, that's sad. That's very sad, man. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching today. We're going to be back on Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah.
We're back at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Which is the last time I can say that, because then there's a time change. Well, it'll still be 8 p.m. Eastern. But it'll be different. It's so confusing. I hate times. All right, just... He was 5 hours ahead. Now he's 4 hours ahead. Sure. What time is it right now, Sam? For you, it would be... Is it 7:30?
Is it 8?
I think it's 7:30 where he is. 8:30 maybe? Okay, it's 8:30. So he is 6 hours. He's 5 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
So it will be 2 a.m. for you, Sam.
Sure.
2 a.m. for you.
That's not right.
No, that is right. Because CET is currently 1 hour ahead of Britain time.
That's not right.
That makes sense. So confusing. That's right.
No.
Yeah.
If we start at 7.
What's 5 hours after 7? Oh, it's midnight.
Midnight. Yeah, it's not 2.
It's midnight.
Also, if he's an hour back, then that only makes 4 hours, so that's 11.
No, but he just said what time it is. It's 5 hours ahead of us right now.
Oh, and it's already changed.
It's already changed. Yeah, changed today.
Okay, you got me.
Cool.
I'm good. We're good.
So it's...
midnight.
It'll be midnight in Britain.
Midnight.
It'll be 1 a.m. in Central Europe, and it'll be 2 a.m. in Eastern Europe. So for the people in Bucharest, it's 2 a.m. People in Berlin, it's 1 a.m. People in London, it's midnight. Here in Kansas, it's at 7. In New York, it's at 8. L.A., it's at 5.
Yep.
That's hate times. But guys, thanks for watching. We'll be back then, we'll be back Sunday as well for another episode. Colby gets to pick the game on Thursday for Colby Plays Games, so we'll see. We'll see what
Outlast
he picks.
Outlast 2.
So there's no vote. There's no vote this week, but it'll be coming back the week afterwards. We deserve not Outlast, please.
Outlast 2.
If you do Outlast, I'm putting Just Dance on the poll next week. All right, that's what's gonna happen. Just so you know.
Oh, you and your power struggles,
all right,
man.
That's what's gonna happen. So guys, thanks so much for watching. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, they're all Seth and Colby. Go watch. Go check them out. Follow them. Follow us on Twitch if you're not doing so. Also sub if you're an audio listener. We really appreciate it. It's a great way to support the show. It's the best way to support the show. $5 a month. If you have Amazon Prime, you can just sub to us for free. Do you know that, Colby?
No.
Well, you can't. So now you know, and you should do that.
Well, I can't because it's the same. Like, I'd have to set up a new Twitch account. And...
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you just hood it up to Newman Drums and you come and sub to us.
No.
It's easy.
Yeah, can I do that?
Yes, you can.
You want me to do that right now?
No, you can't do it on your phone. It'll take too long.
What?
Show's ending. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. Also, we're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify now. Okay? So...
Spotify.
So you can also listen to it as an audio format there. I need to explain what in Discord, Acid? Prime? Twitch Prime?
Oh, there it is, man. Look at that.
Yeah, there it is. Look at us. Look at our faces right there on Spotify, man.
Yep.
Does it look good? Does it say we have downloads at all?
I don't know where...
I don't know anything. That. I've never used Spotify. I don't even know how it looks.
Says that.
But anyway, this is up. Yeah, Prime can sub for free if you have Twitch Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, connect to your Twitch account, get a free sub. Do it. If you're listening on audio, it's a great way to support us without using any money. Okay? It helps the show. We thank you, and we will see you guys on Thursday.
See you next time.
Have a great one, guys.
Bye-bye,
everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.